Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello, you're listening to All Paws Pet Talk Radio and Smart Animal Talk with Deb Wolf. And with me today, once again, is Jill Sullivan, just getting her feet wet before she launches her own show. So welcome, Jill.
Thanks, Deb. We're happy to be back today.
Well, this time it's a wee. Last time she was just alone. This time, Drew's in house. So what's going on with Drew? What did Drew come here to talk about, Jill?
So Drew is part of the Project Positive team. So Drew and I go and with our other team members, and we're the team that goes and does the extreme renovations for animal rescues. So Drew is going to be my co-host on our Think Positive radio hour. And I think he's the perfect addition to our new show. So he's psyched to be here.
Yes,
hi,
very
Drew.
Excited. Hi, how you doing, Deb?
I'm good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
So you're part of the Project Positive. Do you go in and do these makeovers on shelters as well?
Yes, I do. I actually help Jill with all the back line of working on any kind of media stuff too, t-shirt designs and all that stuff. But I actually met Jill in 2009 at a horse renovation for a shelter, a horse shelter. And I met her through our other colleague, JB Byrne. And yeah, we hit it off, and then I kind of helped, and then she asked me to come aboard with it. So I've been excited. And
since then, we've done 10 renovations.
10 renovations.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
11.
10. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And if there's 50 or 100 pets or animals in each place when you go there and their turnover, you know, like per year, you can only imagine how many animals you've affected by now.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the majority of our shelters, every pet gets adopted. And so we've estimated that we've helped at least 7,000 animals in the time that we've started. So yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Nice. So Drew, from the past season or the past 10 that you've renovated, what one really stands out in your mind?
Traveling to Tennessee. Because I had a little boy 3.5 years ago, and I had never left him, and I pretty much work 6 days a week, and whenever I have my spare time, if it's not doing stuff around the house, it's doing stuff with Project Positive. And so we get to go to Tennessee to help build a cat shelter adjacent to the Jefferson County dog shelter, and it was a blast. It was crazy. It was just so much fun, and it was hard work, but it was so enjoyable, and it was great to be with the team. And then also to know that we are doing something that was going to greatly affect the outcome and the number of felines that were going to be saved too at the same time. So it was very rewarding. Very rewarding.
He did have to drug himself to get onto the plane, Deb.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, cats and dogs, you know, the other day I was saying that my goats sound like babies when I'm on the phone, and my cats sound like children. Mom, mom. And my doors squeak like cats. Meow. Nothing sounds like it's supposed to be in my house. I don't know. But that must have been kind of odd to be rescuing cats. Is it?
Yeah.
Do they hide from you anyway? Are they not very grateful? Or how does that go?
They're very grateful. I think they're definitely a little bit more aloof. As we know, cats are a little bit more independent than dogs. Dogs seem to be much different in their aspect of how they act and the dynamics of the way they relate with people. But I have to say it was pretty interesting too, because we worked with a bunch of Jefferson County inmates that were there on their work release, and they were amazing. And I think that just, I don't know, it doesn't matter whether it's cats or dogs or when we were, did the horse renovation, that just the amount of joy that an animal brings to somebody alone, and then they become family members. And on top of that, you know, us getting a chance to help these animals, and when they don't really have a voice, It makes a big difference. It makes us feel good.
We were all a huge team that day, too. It was tough for us, Deb. It was tough for us all to travel. I mean, you know, we like our nice, cozy New England towns, you know, and to get us all out there and all in Tennessee, it was definitely an experience, but we'll remember it for the rest of our lives. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I think about just what that would be like with the dogs and the horses, because the people that you're meeting are so self-sacrificing, right?
Yes.
I mean, these are sometimes, I remember going to this one place, it was called West Coast Bay and Neuter Shelter. It was around here. And the woman was living in a trailer and she had generators and she could barely get a shower together for herself, but she's taking in 100 dogs and cats that would have been put down and, you know, going against neighbors and dealing with all sorts of problems on her own and living almost like gorillas in the mist here in Canada, right? At her own peril to save these animals. And I think sometimes, you know, we think, oh, well, the government's paying for shelters, but they're really not in a lot of cases, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, that's really what we've encountered through our last, 4 or 5 years of doing this. There are people who are just, they don't have a penny to their name and they're giving everything to save these animals. So it's not only the animals that we're helping to save, it's the volunteers and the people who work at these rescues as well, because this is their life's work. And so the stories that we hear, it's incredible. It's incredible. And they're fighting their own battles. I mean, cancer and family issues and, I mean, all of these things. And these animals are their lives. So it's really some powerful stories we've encountered along the way.
And I think, I think about that. And I think how sometimes these places are overcrowded as it is, and then a roof caves in or a floor gives out or plumbing doesn't work. Something goes wrong and then it's even worse, you know. So now animals are more crowded. The person didn't mean for this to happen, but what are they going to do? Kill them, ship them out? I mean, there's these heartbreaking situations they get into where they have to close their door and they don't want to. And then you come along like the knight in shining armor, Drew. I bet that feels good.
Yeah, it does, you know. The thing about it is, like Jill said, we can't stress more that the people sacrifice so much. And for us to be able to come in and give them peace of mind, because they develop these idiosyncrasies on how to deal with leaking faucets and deal with this and that. And that just adds more work to their workload already of taking care of these animals. And once we come in and swoop in and help them alleviate that, then that gives them a chance to really focus on the animals and focus on the place being more presentable when people come in to adopt. And face it, I mean, like, if you go into a place and it doesn't look the greatest, you're going to have, your first impression is going to be your first impression, but it doesn't matter how much love is there. But if it looks a little bit better and things are functioning better, I think the dynamics of that and the vibe that you get when you go in is much better. And it just all the way around, like Jill said, it helps everyone. It helps the people and it helps the animals. And that's what we're on this planet to do, is help.
Well, we only have 1 minute left, but that's okay, because we're coming back for a second segment on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I'm your host, Deb Wolf, and with me right now is Jill Sullivan and her colleague, Drew, from Pet Positive, Positive Pet, Pet Project Positive. I'm not sure, but it's PAWS with a P-A-W-S. Can you give out your website before we go to break?
Projectpositive.org. So it's PAWSITIVE.org.
Positive. Projectpositive.org. Projectpositive.org.
That's it.
It's a tongue twister. All right. It's a tongue twister for practicing on the way home from school in the carpool today. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that I really do.
I really do.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
On All Paws Pet Talk Radio with your host, Deb Wolf. And today we've got Jill and Drew, the new hosts of the upcoming new radio show on All Paws Pet Talk. So say hi, Drew and Jill, so they know you're there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
And together we're going to interview Anthony, and he is from Clear Conscience, and he's going to tell us all about that. So welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thank you, Deb. It's great to talk to you again. And hi, Jill and Drew. It's nice to meet you both, and congratulations on your new upcoming program.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Anthony.
Thanks.
Well, I guess we can just start in. Let's pretend we're at a cocktail party, and we've already visited the buffet, and we're all happy, and we're mingling. And so, Drew, Jill, here's Anthony. Anthony, Drew, Jill, would you like to hear about Clear Conscience? Because I think he's just the guy to ask.
We're actually really excited. This is right up our alley, especially Drew's, because I'm looking at the science really behind your pet food. And it's amazing because you are, the real focus here is no grain, no gluten, no GMO. Can you talk to us about Clear Conscience and why those decisions and tell us about the pet food?
Sure. Well, first, just to clarify, I'm a 20-year veteran of the pet food industry and helped to build some other very well-known holistic pet food brands. The Clear Conscience brand, my company, we sell treats, healthy treats, snacks, I like to also call them, because it's, you know, a treat sometimes sounds like it's a training reward only, and our products are really very, very nutritious. And we also make a product called Super Gravy, which a lot of people use every single day with their regular food. So we're in a unique position where we can be really objective about the food part of the industry because of my years of experience writing about it and helping to develop foods, but we don't currently plan on selling an actual daily use food. So we're kind of like the truth tellers in the industry, and I love that role because it's great to be able to clear up misinformation. So our motivation in the making of our products and in our educational efforts is to cut the crap out of the dialogue and just get to the facts.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In your experience, is this one of the reasons why you founded this new product? Because you just were seeing sort of all of the kind of nasty stuff that's been put in food all these years?
Yeah, so like, you know, I was very fortunate to be involved in helping to create some of, you know, what are some of the most well-known natural and holistic foods. And I'm, you know, got into the industry back in the early 90s. So I watched the foods getting better and better. And, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, bad, you know, foods out there that I would never want to feed. But there's certainly a huge revolution in the pet food industry in the last 10 years, and there are a lot of healthy options out there. But when I started Clear Conscience Pet and decided to create my own products instead of helping other companies to develop theirs, I saw that the biggest gap in our industry in the health factor was in the treats and the snacks area, because a lot of folks had already made the move to better foods, thank goodness, but sort of had forgotten that these other things that you give your dog, you know, throughout the day or throughout the week, really contribute to their diet and can do so negatively. So what I wanted to do is correct what I saw as the misdeeds in the treat and snack area of the pet food industry, and that's what Clear Conscience and, you know, having a clear conscience about what we do and wanting our customers to feel that sense of peace of mind as well, that if you use our products, you know, you're buying from a freak, somebody who I won't sleep at night if I don't know the products are the best that they've ever been made. So we don't want you to worry, because we do plenty of worrying for you.
As a dog trainer, I hear you on this. I don't give treats for every trick well done. You know, it's more like a sticker. It's more for the exceptional, exceptional treat. But because I do use treats, and people always want to use treats for everything, they want to just let their dog almost be showered in treats, I get to see what they're feeding their dog. And sometimes they pay so much attention to the food meal and zero to the treat. They'll buy whatever's on sale, whatever's on a bargain, whatever's at the local store. They'll even buy things they don't even know about. They don't even know who made it or what's in it. And if it needs to be in the fridge, or if it, you know, because sometimes you buy fancy little biscuits at farmers markets and things, and that's all great. But is it past its spoil by date? Like, where are you at here? And what's in it that your dog might be allergic to? And I think you raise a really good point with the grains, because most animals really don't need that much grain, do they?
No, I mean, when it really comes down to it, the reason that grain is in the, you know, vast majority of dry dog foods, it has started to change, but I can touch base on that in a second, but is that the dry pet food industry was created to provide an outlet for the huge grain millers in the great Midwest breadbasket of our country. And what a boon that was for them, because things like wheat middlings and kind of cast-off grain ingredients became the center of the diet for dry pet food. So that was really where we started to go wrong. In the older days, and, you know, age myself a bit here, but my grandparents fed, you know, kennel ration out of a can, and it could have been horse meat or beef, but it was meat. And the dogs lived 15, 16 years, you know, and this whole thing got off track in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, the peppy little terrier your grandmother had that she sort of followed her home from the market one day and ended up being 17, 18 years old.
Exactly.
Without ever having anything special needs. I know what you're saying. My dogs eat a lot of things. You know, if you turn over the dog food package that you're using and you see things on it like eggs, meat, chicken, fish, and you got things like that in your fridge, broccoli, why not just give it to your dog? But I guess there's an easier way. You can get your product. And so how do they do that? How do they find out about your product? How do they see this for themselves online?
Well, to find out about our healthy snacking and treat options and our super gravy, which is an amazing product, Clear Conscience, C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, so like the word science is in there, clearconsciencepet.com. And that'll really just bring you to a wealth of information about what we do, and we're, you know, constantly adding new information and educational material, and also for any of your listeners, we'll put up a discount code, and we'll just call it DEB20, D-E-B capitals 20, and anyone who orders from our shopping cart, I'll make sure that gets coded in by the time we're off here. And they'll get a 20% discount on a single order in honor of you.
Ooh,
having
that's because you know me, you get that discount. That's right on. Well, thank you very much. We've
You're
been
welcome.
Talking about Clear Conscience. And thank you for joining us today, Anthony, on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Do you guys want to say goodbye and leave us with one thought, Drew and Jill?
Yeah. Just good luck with your stuff. I think it's a great thing that you're doing, and anything that's got less GMOs is definitely heading in the right direction.
Well, I look forward to an opportunity to talk to you again in the future, hopefully on your new program. And if I may just really throw in a quick, really important plug, I'm involved with a project that's helping veterans with PTSD to get service dogs. And please look on Amazon Kindle store for In Dogs, D-O-G-S, We Trust. It's a beautiful new book. And the proceeds are all for veterans. So check that out. I'm in the book as an author, but there's a lot of great writers involved. The stories are beautiful and heartwarming. So In Dogs,
right,
We Trust.
Thank you. You know, that
was
that.
So
awesome.
As a senator, that was Al Franken's first bill that he tried to pass. So I was pretty impressed with that. Okay, everybody, we're going to break. We'll be back with Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And Jill and Drew will be standing by. And we'll have our next guest up, Heather. We're talking about TV coming up next on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf.
And anytime you're near.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Hello! You're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and you're still listening to Deb Wolf, your host. I'm the one howling at you, and with me still is Jill and Drew, but we've got joining us Heather, who's a pet lifestyle coach, which really makes all kinds of crazy images pop to my mind. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hi. I understand this is taped. Can I stop this? You are not
I'm sorry.
Live.
No, we're going to keep going.
Okay,
Heather.
I am not a pet lifestyle coach.
Okay. Please correct me then. I guess I've got the wrong information. Let us know what's going on, Heather.
Okay. I am a creative visionary and a producer, and I have developed an incredible concept called Pets Welcome Here. Somebody who is appearing in my television show is a pet lifestyle coach, and her name is Megan Blake.
Oh, I see where the confusion is. Okay. So do you have a new TV show? Is that what you've come on to tell us all about?
I have a new TV show and more. The name of my concept is Pets Welcome Here. And it's actually the next step in integrating our pets into every aspect of our lives.
Pets Welcome Here. So if you look there, we're going to see all the places where we can travel with our pets. Is that what I'm thinking? Is that right?
That is correct. It's actually what I call a 1-2 punch. We've got an exciting television show where you'll discover America's most engaging, high-energy pet adventures. And then we've developed the only online travel agency with real travel agents on board that are dedicated to pet-friendly travel. So you and all your pets can easily book and share those experiences together.
Because it is a big pain. If you've planned something and the plans fall through and you find yourself traveling with a pet, it can be very difficult to scramble for accommodation if you haven't done your homework. And if you're in a place that's hot, you can't leave your pets unaccompanied at all. Arizona, for example, in summer, forget about it. Now you're not eating out. You're eating fast food because you can't leave your pets. And that can be a huge drag. I can understand. Jill, Drew, help me out here. Would you like to talk to Heather and
yes,
talk about her? Her new show?
This is super exciting. So Drew and I were talking about this, and we were saying to ourselves, we did a little search on the website, Pets Welcome Here. It's really cool, super easy to use. And we're in New Hampshire, so we typed in New Hampshire, and we found out there's hotels right in our area that accept dogs and or pets of any size. So we were saying, well, someone could bring a horse, someone could bring a dog. I mean, this opens up a whole new world of travel. But, you know, we both are animal lovers, and it's been tough to find places to travel with them with. So we're really excited about this. But what's even more cool is the TV side of it.
The TV side's definitely cool.
We are looking up Megan Blake, and she obviously has a ton of credentials. Could you talk to us more about this TV idea?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much. It's the name of the show, as we've talked about, is called Pets Welcome Here, and it features America's most thrilling and unexpected pet-friendly adventures. The show stars accomplished actress and animal advocate Megan Blake, and as you said, you've looked her up, and you can see a lot about Megan. She is the pet lifestyle coach. And she comes complete with her canine companion and star, Super Smiley. Megan will be leading the way as our pet adventure guide and travel expert on the show. And with her...
Wait a minute. I need to visualize this. What kind of pet is Super Smiley?
Oh, he is a super mutt. He is a big, bigger than a lab. He's sort of like maybe got a little mastiff in him.
Oh,
like
nice.
A big old
hound dog, a big old cross. Way to go. All right. So Mutt's represented finally again on TV. That's good.
Right. So Smiley and Megan are going to be leading the way. And along with her on our adventures will be our reality cast and the furry members of their family. Now, who, thanks to Megan and Smiley, will now get to experience pet-friendly beaches to pet-friendly ski trails and everything in between. It's family-friendly.
So cool. You know what's really neat about this, too, is the way that you are raising money to produce this television show, which actually will include some pretty cool perks for people who give money for this idea. Is that true? Can you talk about some of that? Because that was super exciting to hear about.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are currently crowdfunding, which is kind of, it's been around for a while, but it's new to some people. And if you don't know about crowdfunding, it's a way that projects can be funded by a lot of people putting in a little amount of money rather than the way things used to be old school when projects used to be funded by a small number of people putting in large amounts of money.
And I've heard of this. They did a whole movie this way. They've done TV shows this way. You just get enough people to believe and donate a buck or two, and you're there.
This is how we fund our renovations.
No way. Cool. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I should let you know, Heather. What Jill and Drew do something where they go into a shelter that really needs their help, and they renovate it. It's like a winning makeover for animal shelters. That's what they do when they're not hosting radio.
Wow, you guys are doing something so wonderful to help all animals and their people. And, in fact, I have seen one of your promo videos, and it is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, thanks, Heather.
You guys the best of luck. It is a fabulous concept, a wonderful project, and you guys
Sometimes I think about the choices online, and the other thing I heard about, besides movies and TV shows being funded this way and now this, which is fantastic, I heard about girls going on there and showing before pictures of themselves with no top on, and then they would ask for donations, to get their fake set of you know what, and then they'd show the after picture if they got enough money. So to me, this is a way better use of your online time, gentlemen. Way better.
Well, it is. And, of course, we will be showing naked pets with no clothes on. We do not dress up our pets on our show. But if you are considering for your show, if you are considering crowdfunding, I would definitely suggest that you go where we are, because there is a new crowdfunding platform that's just been created for pet people like you, me, the members of our audience. It's called GoPetStarter.com, GoPetStarter.com, GoPetStarter.
Okay, while we're there, though, while we're doing websites, I want you to give out yours, because we're going to run out of time soon, and I don't want you to run out of time with that. Okay, Heather? So for people listening and they want to hook up and see what's going on, where do they go?
To see what's going on right now, because we're crowdfunding, they should go to GoPetStarter.com and look for my project, which is called Pets Welcome Here.
And what if they want to see the TV? When can we see the TV show?
How? Once I finish my crowdfunding, because
we want
everybody
to
join Team Pets Welcome Here, become one of our family, and together we will get this show on the air.
Nice. And, let's do it.
And Florida is the first place you're going, right?
That's absolutely correct. Florida is going to be our first show, because there are so many places here that are super pet friendly and are filled, as we say, with doggy awesomeness. So we will be going right down the coast of Florida.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing all these luxurious and odd and different places. Okay. We have to wrap up for now. Maybe you'll come back again, Heather. And we're on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We're still here with Jill and Drew, coming back with something positive. And that's a pun. Yes, it is. And you're listening to Smart Animal Talk with Deb Wolf on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Heather. Good luck with your new TV show.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Okay. All right, everybody. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that cat bib we mentioned last time. What is up with that? Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that I really do.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we were talking about the cat bib. Now, I saw this, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, oh, come on, really? Really? They're really recommending this bib? It looks like a cape, sort of like a superhero cape, only it sits on the front of your cat. And I thought, what self-respecting cat is going to run around with that? Never mind. Maybe you even put it on and then go after it. They show these cats chasing mice and chasing birds, but oh, no, the bib stops them from catching it. Okay, you check this out for me, Jill. What'd you find?
Do you know, I actually saw a YouTube video demonstration.
Yes, yes, I saw that too. What'd you think? Ridiculous.
Well, first of all, the cat does not look happy. And second of all, it did prevent it from getting the bird. But my gosh, it just looks so unhappy, Deb.
Yeah, you put this on your cat and he won't move till he gets it off. So he won't hunt anything. It's obviously not by cat owners or cat lovers or cat people. Anyone who's ever kind of handled one or met one or tried to put a collar on one knows that thing will not work. What do you think, Drew? You going to go out and get your cat a cat bib?
My 5-year-old Pow Pow, the tiger cat, would definitely not like that. He's an indoor cat, but he would not definitely be down with that.
No, because, he wouldn't like it.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to chew my 3.5-year-old's toys if that was on his neck.
Oh, well, that's for another topic. You can come on my show as a caller and pretend to be anonymous and tell me all about your naughty pet and I'll help you with that. You know, I used to think of that cone. You know, when your dog or your cat is chewing their stitches out, so they get this cone from the vet. I used to call it the cone of shame. I think this bib works sort of like that. The cat or dog is so miserable, it won't hunt anything, but that's not what we want to do to our pets. And most cats, they predominantly hunt rodents because that's where they're more successful. They're sort of specialists. So the fear about birds and sensitive areas and all that sort of stuff really is kind of overemphasized in the media, and I don't want to give it any more time than it's due. So let's move on and talk a little bit more about your new show. Tell us about your new show.
So our new show is going to be Drew and myself, and we're going to be talking about, we'll talk about our renovations some and sort of the exciting projects that we're doing, and probably have some guests from the renovations. We're doing one in a couple of weeks at a wildlife sanctuary, so cool stuff like that. But we're also going to be talking with different people who love their animals. Specifically, our first guest is going to be a woman named Maureen Harmony, and she is an animal communicator. And what we want to do is
like a psychic, you mean? Do you want us to get people to send their pictures and all that sort of jazz so they can have their animal read? Find out what your animal really thinks about you, if you dare.
Yes, that's exactly what we want. We want people to send emails with a picture of their pet and their age and a question that they have. The pet can be living or not living. And what we'll do is we'll get that info over to Maureen, and our next show, there will be a reading, but I'm wondering, what's the best email? What do you usually use, Deb, for it? Because I'm new at this. What's the email they should use?
Oh, I use allpawspettalk.com, and then they just write your names in the subject. And then the thing about animal readings, I've had these experts on the show before. If you send them a picture that has a whole whack of animals in it, that's tricky for them. They prefer a shot of just the one animal only, or a close-up of the one animal, or circle it in a marker or something like that. If you're scanning and sending by email, crop it. They just want to see the one animal, and they also want to see it front facing the camera. If it's looking away, if it's sort of only a profile, they can't get the information they say they need. So you probably won't get your animal read, even though you sent your stuff in. They usually like a picture and a paragraph write-up, not a huge history, but something.
Fluffy's timeline.
Yeah, there you go. You don't want to give it away, though. It's kind of nice to see if they can figure stuff out. Well, but are they missing? Can they send in about missing pets, or is that off the agenda for this time?
You know, I'm not sure. I'll be giving the information to Maureen. I actually do have a web or email address here, too, that I just sent, pettalk@live.com as well. So I guess we could go to the website, or you could do pettalk@live.com. Maureen actually read my dog, Tango.
And was it accurate, do you think?
I am telling you, I gave her only a picture of Tango, how old he was, in my question, which was, why is he so anxious? And she wrote back an entire, I'm not even kidding you, she was so on the money with this, it freaked me out.
Okay, so why is he so anxious?
his past. We rescued him from a pretty scary situation. And basically, it's those feelings that just have kind of stuck with him. So we bought him a Thunder shirt. That's helped incredibly. We've done a lot. She gives steps on and ideas on what to do, too. I mean, I followed all those steps. I have to say, he's a lot more relaxed. I mean, she just did an amazing job. She's kind of like the woman on TLC. What's her name? The Long
Island. New England psychic, that lady with the
Long Island medium.
Long Island medium, that's the, yeah. Well, I do think dogs and cats sometimes send out messages. It's not often, it's not to everyone. And a lot of times they give up on us, they tune us out. But sometimes I've had the occasion where I've worked with a dog. Dog's been sent for training. I'm thinking of this one mastiff. And she was supposedly bullying and being aggressive to the other dogs who lived in the neighborhood and her pack, her friends, all of a sudden. And the owners couldn't figure out why. They thought maybe because she'd gone through puberty and now she was, you know, coming into her own. Big, big mastiff. And she was like, difficult all of a sudden when she'd been a real softie up until then. So I started to train her, and before I was 30 seconds into it, it's like I felt sore all over my body. And so I called her up and I said, I think you got to take her to the vet. And sure enough, she had this really terrible condition. It's chronic, and she was in pain. And the reason she was being so difficult is because her old playmates were jostling and wrestling, and she was in undiagnosed breakdown of her body. And once they got her on treatment and stabilized, things got a lot better. Plus, they knew not to expose her to dogs who would roughhouse and jump on her. They knew not to expect her to jump in and out of the car and all these other things. Got a ramp for, you know, but sometimes pets send us messages, but most of us, our cats have given up on us completely because we never say anything worthwhile to them. And our dogs think we're really quite stupid. You know, we only speak in words. So we've got to communicate more with our animals, I think. Do you guys talk to your animals?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some, yeah.
My cat's my furry boy. He's with fangs. We talk all the time, constantly.
Pow, pow, kitty.
Pow, pow, kitty. He's the man.
Well, you know, I rarely, when I do my radio shows indoors, today it's beautiful here, so I'm outdoors. But when I do my radio show indoors, I don't think I've ever done one where there wasn't a cat or two in the room with me. It's like they just know you're on the radio. So you might find that too. You might find your cats love to be in the studio when you're doing the radio. Okay, how can people find your show? How can they listen? Because we're running out of time. I'm pretty quick here, Jill.
You know what, Deb? You've stumped us. We don't know.
We don't know. So stay tuned to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Wherever you're getting us and getting smart animal talk is probably where you're going to get their new show. And the new show's called?
Think Positive Radio Hour.
Nice. And I guess it's going to be all the heartwarming stories and feel good stuff about animals and pets. Think positive after all. PAWS. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll have more news on that. And maybe Jill, maybe Drew, maybe you'll come back and tell me about a reno coming up, because I'll be here on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio every week now in Denver and New Hampshire and colleges all over the United States, and hopefully heading to Vancouver, which is where I'm from in Canada, calling from Camp Good Dog, doing radio live from a kennel full. If you want to see my puppies, there was a new litter born, so they're 3 weeks old. Give you a cuteness warning. If you want to see the puppies, the latest litter, or the three, what I call them, cheerleaders, the teenagers, then check out Facebook Camp Good Dog, and you'll see live footage and pictures of really, really cute puppies. Okay, everyone, be good to your animals until next week. And Drew and Jill, I wish you all the luck with your new show.
Take care. Thanks, Deb. Thank you very much.
Okay, and good luck to your dogs and cats. I hope they can get your attention before and after the show, because they won't be getting it during the show. Mommy and Daddy are busy. All right, everybody. Be good to your animals. Until next time on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.